Well, just 1 month and 2 days until Election Day. Let's get to this week's Senate tracker. We're looking at Wisconsin, where there's a rematch between incumbent Republican Ron Johnson, who swept into office 6 years ago on the Tea Party wave, unseating Democrat Russ Feingold, who's running now to win back his old seat. Joining us is Marty Michelson, a reporter at Here and Now contributor WUWM. She's in Milwaukee. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the politics of Wisconsin, because this is a state that had been trending blue, but then it's gone back more red. It is very much up for grabs in the presidential election. How would you describe the state right now? Is it a purple state?
Yes, Wisconsin is sometimes referred to as a purple state. Democrats turn out in droves for presidential elections and haven't elected a Republican presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan. So nationally, Wisconsin is blue, yet state government is entirely red. Hmm. We have a Republican governor, plus both arms of the state legislature belong to the GOP.
And this Senate race is a rematch, as we said, both candidates very well known. Tell us a little bit about each of them.
Well, Russ Feingold was a popular senator for 18 years, and Democrats are hoping he'll be able to recreate that magic in this rematch. There's a lot riding on this race, as Democrats only need to wrestle away a handful of seats from Republicans in order to take control of the Senate. Democrats have identified this seat as being able to flip. At the same time, Ron Johnson, the incumbent, is pro-business. He was a business owner before he was elected senator, and he is very popular with the Republican base. So the race will come down to turnout and which campaign can do a better job of getting people to the polls.
And as is the case in a number of Senate races around the country, the presidential candidates have become an issue. Russ Feingold is making Donald Trump an issue. Here he is speaking at a campaign event this summer in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump and Senator Johnson have made it clear what they stand for, and it's not very pretty. In fact, it's downright scary. If they're elected, you can bet we won't be talking about raising the minimum wage. We won't be talking about equal pay for equal work for women. We won't be talking about how to make college more affordable for our families.
What effect has Trump had on this campaign, and has Johnson endorsed him?
No, he is not. Johnson says he supports Trump, but he has stopped short of endorsing him. Trump has held several campaign rallies in Wisconsin. Johnson has not appeared with him on stage at any of them. Johnson has said he is mainly just focusing on this Senate race.
And Johnson has made national security an issue. Here he is speaking at the Republican National Convention over the summer.
I'm running against Russ Feingold, a man who, even after 9/11, was the only senator to vote against giving law enforcement the tools they need to help stop international terror. During his 18-year Senate career, he also voted against authorizing our military 11 separate times.
Are Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama hurting Feingold in this race?
No, they don't seem to be. Russ Feingold says it doesn't bother him if he is tied to both President Obama and Hillary Clinton. He says they are all in lockstep on the issues, and the main issue in the race is trying to make life better for working families.
So when you look at the polls right now, what do they say?
Well, Russ Feingold jumped out to double-digit leads when polling began last year, but the latest Marquette Law School poll shows a tightening race. In late August, Feingold's lead had nearly evaporated to only 3 points, while the September poll indicated Feingold bouncing back with a 6-point lead among likely voters. So it's a competitive race.
And how much outside money is coming in?
The airwaves have been flooded with TV ads, both from the candidates and from outside money. One group is attacking Feingold for his record on abortion, while the Koch brothers have poured money into Johnson, highlighting his pro-business stand. However, earlier this week, the group working to elect Republicans in the Senate canceled its remaining TV ad reservations for Johnson in Wisconsin, saying it will instead spend the money on other races.
That's Marty Michelson, a reporter at WUWM in Milwaukee, talking with us about the Senate race there in Wisconsin. Marty, thanks.
You're welcome.